And welcome into a special Tuesday edition of the Doug Russell Podcast. I felt like I probably owed you an extra one after last week having to take Wednesday off. I was in Arizona on vacation, posted a couple of pictures up on the Instagram page as well. You can always interact with the show if you'd like on Twitter and Instagram. The username is the same. It is at Doug Russell Pod. So anyway, we all remember at this point this little nugget from Aaron Rodgers' MVP award speech.
2020 was definitely a crazy year, filled with lots of change, growth, some amazing memorable moments, 180 straight days of having my nose hair scraped, planned for, you know, very little fans or no stands the entire season. I got engaged, and I played some of the best football in my career.
And he just kind of glossed over, said, oh, yeah, by the way, I'm engaged. And we had only found out through some reports just a couple of days prior that Aaron was just dating actress Shailene Woodley. And there have been various other reports that have been in People magazine that have sort of confirmed through sources close to the couple that, yes, indeed, it was Aaron Rodgers and Shailene Woodley that are, in fact, engaged. Well, we haven't heard anything official from either one of them. Aaron doesn't necessarily do a lot of interviews during the off season, but Shailene Woodley did make an appearance last night on The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. And I put this out there as a public service for anyone who is going into the office or anyone who is going to be asked about this. Did you hear what Aaron Rodgers' fiance had to say? I don't necessarily like dabbling in the personal lives of the athletes that we cover, but Aaron kind of, like I said, he put it out there and just left it hanging like a big old loogie. So when Shailene Woodley appeared on The Tonight Show last night with Jimmy Fallon, well, again, just a public service to let you know what she had to say.
My first guest is an Emmy and Golden Globe nominated actress who stars alongside Jodie Foster in the new movie The Mauritanian, which is in theaters now and on demand March 2nd. Here's one of our favorites, Shailene Woodley, everybody.
Ha ha ha. Hi.
It's so nice to see you, buddy. Thanks so much for coming back to our show. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
I want to talk to you about The Mauritanian. You're fantastic in it. But before we get into that, I have a lot of questions. One is that I keep reading that you are engaged to football great Aaron Rodgers. And is that true? Are congratulations in order?
I mean, I've been reading that too, which is kind of, it's kind of funny.
Yeah.
Yes, we are engaged. We are engaged. But for us, it's not new news, you know? So it's kind of funny. Everybody right now is freaking out over it. And we're like, yeah, we've been engaged for a while.
I love that.
Yeah, we got engaged a while ago. And it's been, he's, first of all, just a wonderful, incredible human being. But I never thought I'd be engaged to somebody who threw balls for a living. Like, I never thought as a little girl, I was like, yeah, when I grow up, I'm going to marry someone who throws balls. Yeah. but he's really just so good at it. And
he really knows how to throw a ball. Yeah.
He can throw fast balls. He can throw slow balls, high balls, low balls. When I first met him, I think my dog like pulled me aside and was like, if you don't date this dude, I will disown you as my mother, because the 3 feet that I run with you when you throw a ball is nothing compared to the marathon I'm able to run with him.
I can't even imagine. I mean, he's honestly, he's been on the show a bunch of times, so please give him our best. He's one of the greatest players to ever play the game. Have you spent much time in Green Bay, and are you a football fan?
I still have never been to a football game because we met during this wacky time, and all the stadiums were closed that he was playing in, so I've yet to go to a football game, and before I met him, I'd never seen one football game before. I didn't really grow up with sports, especially American sports. It was never really on my radar. And so when we met also, like, I knew he was a football guy, but I didn't know like what kind of a football guy he was. And I'm still constantly learning. I'm still like, oh, wow. You know, friends would be like, you got to watch his YouTube greatest or you got. And I was like, I don't get it. He's good. He's great.
He's
like,
really
I don't understand.
That's so funny.
Cause I don't know him as a football guy. I know him as like the nerd who wants to host Jeopardy. You know, like that's the dude I know.
He loves Jeopardy. I love
that. He just happens to also be very good at sports.
The future first lady of the Green Bay Packers, maybe? Shailene Woodley on with Jimmy Fallon on The Tonight Show on Monday night on NBC. All right, so that's what she had to say about that. She had some other things to say about the movie that she's got coming out with, among others, Jodie Foster, who also was name-checked by Aaron Rodgers during that same speech. Last week, Jodie Foster posted up on The Jimmy Kimmel Show.
Now, as we're on the subject of awards, Aaron Rodgers, the quarterback of the Green Bay Packers.
Come on.
I know you're a fan of the Green Bay Packers.
I'm a big Packers fan.
So he wins the NFL MVP, and during his speech, he says this.
Off the field, I got a great group of people that support me. So I'd like to thank my team, off the field, Ryan, Tommy, Leonard, Rebecca, Adam, Oliver and Emil, Debbie, Jodie Foster, Chas, Epi, Dungeon, Papa.
Did you know that was happening?
You see, he said my team, even though he said off the field. That makes me a Green Bay Packer.
You're part of his team.
People keep saying to me, no, Jody, that does not mean you're part of the team, but it does mean I'm part of the team.
Do you know Aaron Rodgers?
No!
You had no idea he was going to say this.
He just knows I'm his biggest fan.
If you win the Golden Globe, will you not name him in your speech?
Absolutely. I may have to name the whole team, maybe. Devontae Adams has to be in there somewhere.
He mentions his fiance, who is Shailene Woodley, who is your co-star in this particular movie, and that's just a total coincidence?
I don't know if that's a coincidence, but yes, she is, and she's fantastic. So we spent a lot of time on the Mauritanian together in a little tent with a little air conditioning spitting at us, talking about our lives and, you know, recipes and people we hate and things like that.
Oscar winner Jodie Foster on Jimmy Kimmel Live last week. Of course, the Packers have been a Hollywood darling, I guess, for the last decade or so. When exactly was Aaron Rodgers dating Jessica Zohr, the actress from Menominee Falls? I'm not sure. But the one that really put the Packers in the stratosphere, at least as far as the Hollywood elite, was probably Olivia Munn. And now he's with Shailene Woodley. So I wish the couple all the luck in the world. Aaron hasn't had great luck in relationships, but we wish him luck this time around. We hope the couple is very happy. All right. I forgot about something yesterday on the Monday edition of the podcast, and it was dedicated to the 1980 Miracle on Ice Olympic team. And I forgot, it was a year ago, that Mark Johnson, the Badgers women's hockey coach and someone who scored two goals in that gold medal winning game, the Miracle on Ice game that was 41 years ago yesterday, he was asked about Miracle on Ice, and he gave a long answer about it during his weekly news conference at the University of Wisconsin, just during a regular media availability. And I wanted to bring that to you. I just forgot about it on yesterday's show, so I wanted to bring it to you today, as long as that episode with Mike Ruzioni is kind of still fresh in everyone's memory, because I thought it was just a great answer that he gave. He doesn't really ramble, but it does go on for a few minutes, and I thought I'd bring that to you here on the special Tuesday edition of the show.
This weekend will be 40 years from Miracle on Ice. What has been the biggest lasting impact from that for you?
The biggest one is that you're asking me a question about a game and an event that took place, a long time ago in a small little community up in upstate New York. And we're talking about a hockey game. And at that time, and as I've told, several other reporters in different settings, that, you know, you take computers, you take cell phones, you take a lot of the ways we communicate today and eliminate it. And that's what we experienced up there in Lake Placid was, this two-week period of time, for all of us on that team, all the different players from different areas were getting an opportunity to fulfill a dream of playing in the Olympics, actually playing in your home country. And so that was, certainly made it more special. Had no idea what was going to happen, had no expectations as far as maybe getting a chance to win a medal. Our biggest goal was to try to get in the medal round and make sure we didn't embarrass ourselves in front of our home country. And, you know, one thing about sports, and certainly hockey is one of those sports where, you know, momentum is a powerful tool. And as you build up momentum and you continue to build on that, and then the people and surroundings that you're in create more momentum, and, you know, all of a sudden things that maybe weren't possible become maybe a little bit more realistic. And the one thing people talk about in that event is the game that we played Russia and ended up beating them. But, you know, entering the tournament, we didn't even know if we were going to get a chance to play them. Our big thing, as I mentioned, was try to get in the medal round and, you know, make sure we did things early in the tournament, because you've had a hiccup in those events early in the tournament, you may not get a chance at the end. So any kind of loss early in the tournament was going to be a major factor and affect us as far as getting in the medal round. And so a lot of people, if they've looked into it, now understand we played our first game and the Olympics hadn't even opened up yet. We played Sweden the day before the opening ceremony. So you look at each of those games, you look at moments with each of those games building up to the medal round game against Russia, and things happened within that game to start some momentum. When Billy Baker scored in the last minute of that game to salvage a tie and come away with it in a real positive setting, that really started the momentum. And then you get a chance the next day to walk through the opening ceremonies. And when you're hosting it in the Olympics, you're the host country, you come in last. And so it was a special setting, and then, you know, the next day really kept the momentum and really started the momentum going up to a different level when we played the Czech team, one of the few teams that the Russians were afraid of because they had enough personnel to upset the Russians and walk away with a gold medal. And we ended up beating a real good Czech team, not handily, but, you know, we beat them pretty convincingly. And that kept the momentum going, and then it just built up into that Russian game. And you know, we got done with West Germany in game five, and our MO was always to fall behind. It seemed to be, for whatever reason, we always fall behind and then come up late and end up winning, and no different in that last game against West Germany, knowing if we won the game, we're going to be in the medal round. And we ended up coming back and winning, I think, 4-2 against the West Germans. And you're excited, now you're in the medal round. The only problem is you take a step back and, oh, geez, now we got to play the Russians. And so, but it, again, you look at that game and you look at each period, certain things had to happen, whether it was Jimmy making a save or us scoring a goal, and try to get somewhere in the third period where you're either close or tied. And so we were able to do that and, you know, got to the finish line. And for most of us at that particular juncture, the game was tape delayed, as we all know. So a lot of us, our families were staying up, you know, at the top of the hill in Lake Placid at a Holiday Inn at that time. And most of us made our way up the long hill, and Andy and I have walked that a few times. We got up there, watched the game tape delay, and actually pinched ourselves because we won again. We didn't know if we were having a dream the first time around, and we ended up beating the Russians. But we actually got a chance to watch a tape delay and won that one. So it was exciting. And it's interesting because now I've been a coach for a long time, and I remember getting up Saturday morning and leaving the village and going to practice, and got to their practice arena. And Herb Brooks, our coach at the time, was probably in the grumpiest mood, angry mood that we had seen him all year. And if people had seen the movie Miracle, actually the movie makes him out to be a nice guy. So you can imagine what he was like Saturday morning when we got to the rink. But, you know, as a young 18-year-old, 22-year-old, which is basically the age of all our players, your mindset is totally different than the coach. And so you can imagine now, you know, Herb coming in, knowing we had just beat the Russians for the first time in the tournament, we controlled our own destiny. And so what happened Sunday morning at 11 o'clock, we could either win a gold medal if we won the game, or if we lose the game, we might not even get a medal. And so if you're the coach and a leader of the group at that time on Saturday, how do you get these guys off cloud nine after beating the Russians back down to earth, knowing that in less than 24 hours, depending on the results of that game, might impact everybody's future, either in a positive way or a negative way. And so we had probably one of our firmest practices that Saturday morning, and we as players couldn't understand why he was so grumpy. But, you know, as you forward, you know, 5, 6, 8, 10 years, I become a coach, and now I'm in a similar situation. You know, I'm sure Herb didn't sleep Friday night, and I'm sure he didn't sleep Saturday night just because he understood what, depending on the results of that Sunday game, might affect him. And so, yeah, it was a grinding practice, but, you know, we get up Sunday morning, and typical to our MO, you know, we fall behind against a good finish team, and we're down 2-1. Going into the third period, and, you know, Herb came into the locker room in between the second and third period and said one thing twice. And so it hit home real quickly. You know, if you lose this game, you're going to take it to your blank and grave. Took a couple steps back, said the same thing, walked out of the locker room. And as I've told people before, and, you know, it's interesting when you go through 6 months with a group of players, and Tony had just talked about it with a senior group, and the special bonds you develop and you have over a time period that you spend with your players, whether it's 4 years in college or with us, you know, and that team was 6 months. The friendships that were developed, and you know, the family atmosphere that that group was able to create, probably the biggest reason that we gave ourselves a chance to win at the end. No guarantees, but you know, really coming together, really playing for each other, really trusting each other, and really caring for each other gave us the best opportunity to have success at the end. And so, as we sat in the locker room between that second and third period of that Finland game, you could just sense the calmness of all the junk and all the crap and all the things we endured over that 6 month period. There was no way a group of Finns was going to beat us. And so as we walked onto the ice in the third period, I think for a lot of us, we knew we were going to win the game. We just didn't know how the script was going to go. And then, you know, Phil Verkota scores a goal early in the period to make it 2-2. You know, Robbie McClanahan scores to make it 3-2. Again, it's not going to be easy. We take a couple penalties late in the period and give them an opportunity to tie up, but I scored a shorthander, you know, late in the period, and that sort of solidified. And look back in that period, that was probably one of the best periods we played all season. And so, you know, you're prepared to do something. Now you get an opportunity to do it. Can you execute and go do it? And we were able to execute that, and now we sit back 40 years later and talk about that game. So that's probably the biggest thing that impacts me, just talking about it. So here we go.
University of Wisconsin Badgers women's hockey coach Mark Johnson, a member, of course, of the 1980 U.S. Olympic men's hockey team, the Miracle on Ice team, who won the gold medal over the Soviet Union 41 years ago yesterday. I will leave you, as long as the Mike Ruzzioni interview and the Mark Johnson comments from last year, as long as they're somewhat fresh in your mind, and as long as we're talking about Miracle on Ice, I wanted to leave you with this.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team the Soviets have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
The 2004 movie Miracle, Kurt Russell starring as Herb Brooks, Patricia Clarkson, Patty Brooks. Just a great cast, and what a great movie as well. Patrick O'Brien Dempsey played Micah Ruzzioni. Eddie Cahill played Jim Craig. We heard from the real Mark Johnson earlier in the podcast today. He was played by actor Eric Peter Kaiser. If you haven't seen the movie Miracle, I highly, highly recommend it. That'll about do it for this edition, special Tuesday edition of the Doug Russell Podcast. Anytime you want to interact with the show, please feel free to do so. We'd love hearing from you, whether it's on Twitter, at Doug Russell Pod. That's also the Instagram handle that we have as well. You can always drop us an email, DougRussellPod@gmail.com. Find us on Facebook. Find us on YouTube. Or just find us on the web at www.DougRussellPod.com. Have a great week. We'll talk to you soon.